Sugar Man, episode number 758 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Nicole Gonzalez. How is everyone doing? We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Searching for Sugar Man has received widespread critical acclaim. Searching for Sugar Man won the Best Documentary category at the 85th Academy Awards. The film also won the Best Documentary category at the 66th British Academy Film Awards on the 10th of February 2013. I write the review with the intention that I hope to encourage others to go see this movie. If you do, you won't regret it, and if you see it years later on television, you'll regret you didn't take the chance when you had it. 0.25 of 27 people found this review helpful. View the title, see all 211 user reviews. The Oscar-winning documentary Searching for Sugar Man tells the almost unbelievable story of a Mexican-American songwriter whose two early 70s albums bombed in America, but who wound up finding a huge audience in apartheid-era South Africa. Searching for Sugar Man changed everything, bringing Rodriguez to a previously unfathomable level of success. There are only two Rodriguez albums, Cold Fact 1970 and Coming From Reality 1971. The quest to find Rodriguez and tell his story led to Searching for Sugar Man, which unfolded more like a detective story than a documentary. It has the human element, the music aspect, a resurrection and a detective story. Terrence McCoy covers social issues in urban and rural America, from unsung talent to international star. The film Searching for Sugar Man resurrected the legend of the once-forgotten singer-songwriter Sixto Rodriguez. Rodriguez comes to South Africa for a triumphant show, which provides the emotional climax of Benjelal's movie Searching for Sugar Man. It was no coincidence that Dave Matthews had been covering Sugar Man. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.